Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Pretty good stuff. A little sportsy, a little not sportsy. So mostly sportsy. I think the whole hour is pretty damn sportsy. But that's okay. We're going to mix it up a little bit because we can. 713-780-3776.
I told people to retweet that, and you said they were going to do the opposite, and they keep... Now they're listening to me.
Somebody asked if you discussed the best basketball football coaches thing that from your article on Sports Map. We never did talk about that, did we?
We did not.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
I have to find it now because it's kind of far down the page.
It's on sportsmap.com.
That's right, sportsmap.com. Only the greatest local sports site on the planet. So, yeah, basically here's what I did. I went and ranked the basketball coaches 1 through 6 of the 6 programs that matter. And sorry, Rice, until you guys start winning. SMU, you're 7th. That's not good enough. So I ranked the Big 12 schools, UH and A&M.
Okay.
So here's how the basketball coaches were ranked. And I asked for your opinion on 4 through 6. I had it pretty much the same as the Chronicle did with the top 3, with Beard 1, Sampson 2, Williams 3. You make a case for Williams, I think, but... I think that three is pretty safe, right?
The Buzz Williams and Kelvin Sampson thing, I'd hear an argument for, but I'm also higher on Buzz Williams than most people.
Yeah. But just based on what he's actually done.
Accomplishments.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, and he hasn't done anything at A&M yet, too.
I was going to say, if you're going strictly off accomplishments, Chuck Smart's been to a Final Four.
Yeah, and that's why I had him 4th. And I had... You had Scott Drew 5th and Dixon 6th. I had Dixon a little bit higher because of what he did at Pitt, but
I'm not a Jamie Dixon guy.
So anyway, so it's Beard, Sampson, Williams, Smart, Drew, and Dixon.
Okay.
Football rankings I did on my own, and I won't really hear an argument here on any of these unless you want to try to argue 3 versus 2, and I have a pretty good counter to that. But Jimbo won a national title. That's scoreboard. That's number 1.
Yeah.
I have Herman 2nd. Patterson 3rd, Holgorsen 4th, Rule 5th, and Wells 6th. Because Wells hasn't done much here. And
I think that's pretty fair.
He doesn't anything here yet. And the other thing about Wells is he did have 3 losing seasons at Utah State.
Yeah.
So that's – and Matt Rule accomplished more at Temple. So and Dana, what he did at West Virginia. I think if you want to make an argument for Patterson over Herman, I'll listen. But I – you know, Herman's got 2 New Year's 6 wins.
Yeah.
And I feel like that ranking very solid. So you combine the two, here's what you get. Number 6, Baylor with the lower points are better, right? Baylor with 10 points, 5 and 5. So that's Drew and Rule. Number 5, you have TCU. 8 points. Patterson and Dixon. Excuse me, 9 points. I need to correct that now that I look at it. 4th, Texas Tech, 7, because they have 1 and 6. Number 2 is a tie with 6 points, Texas and Houston.
And, okay.
And number 1, and very clearly with 4 points, Texas A&M.
Congrats, Aggie. You're the champions.
Well, you're spending the most money.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that count?
Well, I mean, that means they're the champions, right?
Well, does that mean they're going to put a...
That's the worst. Oh, you think about all these coaches, not one of them can win a championship. I guess Jimbo won one, but not here.
Yeah, well,
and our state needs more winning.
It remains, well, Beard damn near did.
Yeah, damn near. It doesn't count.
No, I know it doesn't count. But if I were going to bet, I mean, who would you think would wind up winning one first out of this group? I would say it's going to be one of the basketball coaches in the top three, and it's going to be one of the football coaches in the top two.
I mean, I think that's probably the safest bet, but that's the reason why they're in those spots.
Right. But I would say Fisher or Herman would be more likely in football than anybody else. And then I would say I'm not going to rule out Beard where he is and that he's not going to get that program back there again, but I would say Beard, Sampson, or Williams. Because I think Buzz Williams can win one at A&M.
I think so, too. I don't know. I don't know. But that's the thing. I think Chris Beard's great, but what's he get? What's that team going to look like next year?
Well, losing a lot. Everybody kind of said the same thing last year.
They did.
What'd you do? You guys picked him seventh in the Big 12.
Yeah.
As he liked to mention all year. I don't think that he...
Personally, I picked him fifth in the Big 12.
Okay, fine. So you were way ahead of everybody
else. Let the record show.
Way ahead of everybody else.
I thought they were a tournament team. Just, you know.
But I do think he'll...
I think they were a championship game team.
Yeah, I think he'll... and probably not next year, but I could see him building another team that could make another run. And and maybe not. Maybe this is the best it ever gets for him. Maybe he just had that one special group.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like with what Samson's doing now, because everybody thought last year they wouldn't be as good as last year because they lost Rob Gray. They were better. I think they got a chance to be even better next year, and at some point he's gonna start getting a couple of these studs if they keep winning like that. And then I agree with you 100% on Buzz Williams. I think he's going to be really good for the Aggies.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know what? There's a lot of people who thought that the Aggies had hired the right coach last time.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No, you don't always fit at a school. And that's the thing. That's why sometimes you shouldn't leave where you are because you're a good fit one place. But I think this is one of those guys who everything translates. No matter where he goes, I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
Now, will he win that big? We'll see.
I will say, and listen, Billy Kennedy, what he did at Murray State was impressive. And I thought it was a good hire for A&M at the time. But Buzz Williams has already been two levels past that. He's been at Marquette and at Virginia Tech. I mean, he's not making a massive jump in job. And there's a lot of people who are like, oh, why would you go from Virginia Tech to Texas A&M? So it's not like he's had this level of job before and had success at it. So.
I think he's going to be in an easier spot than he was at Virginia Tech with Aggie because he can recruit.
Maybe.
He's going to be able to recruit there
yeah.
and win there. And obviously Kentucky is always going to be the target. But, man, in the ACC, you already got Duke and North Carolina right off the top. Now you got Virginia. I mean, there's just better teams there, and that's harder to compete at that level, and he did a great job. I think here, even if he just brings the same thing, they have a chance to compete for championships. I think Duke, North Carolina, tougher than Kentucky / whoever's going to be second best. Last year, I guess it was Tennessee or Auburn. He can compete here. I think he's going to do well. So anyway, that's on SportsMap if you want to go check it out. There's a lot of detail on there. Lenny asked, do you give the Blue Jackets any chance to make the second round? It's funny we were just talking about that off air.
Yeah, we were just talking about it because I made a mistake. I got offered, and listen, I don't follow hockey that closely, so I'm not saying like I had a good feeling. I almost made a hockey bet just because the number seemed so ridiculous. I got offered Columbus plus 330. And I don't know what the Vegas number was. This was from a buddy who was basically just looking for action. I think he's a big Tampa fan.
Right.
So he's, you know, he looking to make $100 or $200, whatever it was going to be. But he offered me plus 330, and I was like, you know what? I should take that. I should take it because that's just such a crazy number. In a 7-game series, you know, like, crazier things have happened. It's not like the NBA. In the NBA, it feels like the one seed never loses in the first round. I mean, it's happened once ever. I don't, maybe twice. I don't know, but it doesn't happen enough. I feel like it happens every once in a while in hockey, and plus 330 is a big number.
And the Vegas number was plus 280, so you were getting good value.
And then on top of that, they go out and they win the first game last night. I was kicking myself. I don't know. What do you think the number is now?
I can look that up for you. But it's probably, it's still probably a substantial number. But the reason, like I even mentioned, I wouldn't fault anybody for taking a ticket on Columbus at that price. Because while Tampa is the best team, and it has been the best team all year, we see this all the time in hockey playoffs. Hot goalie.
Yeah.
They've got a coach who knows what he's doing. And they went all in at the trade deadline and just barely made the playoffs. And the guys they got are just starting to figure it out. They shouldn't beat Tampa, but you win the first game. That's a good step in the right direction. And they've got a goalie who can take over a series and win two games for you. Well, if he can do that, suddenly you only need one more win. What is that I have now?
Lightstream.
Lightstream. Yeah, and you know, if you got a bunch of high interest credit cards, I'm going to give you a way that's going to change your life and make it better. If you got good credit, you want to get a lower rate, start saving some money, refinance your credit card balances, and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. No fees. And if your credit card are 18-20%, and you're getting 6.14%. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It's Thursday. Man, it's already Thursday. This week's flying by. That's not a good thing, because if the week flies by, then that means the next week's going to fly by, and it means it's just one step closer to death.
It's true.
I don't like that. I want things to slow down a little bit.
You realize every day is one step closer to death.
I know that. And when the days go by fast and the weeks go by fast, that just means I'm that much closer to the inevitable conclusion.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing if you think about it.
For you, maybe. I can't wait for you to meet your end.
I know. You just want to get somebody in here who will just be a yes man and
exactly
do whatever you say.
Exactly.
Aaron's just chomping at the bit for that job.
No, it won't be Aaron. No way. I need somebody who makes me look really good.
Do you see that Nick Bosa deleted his tweets about Donald Trump and Colin Kaepernick and Beyonce and Black Panther because he thinks he might get drafted by the 49ers?
Yeah. So just in case you get drafted to a liberal city, you don't want him to know that you have very conservative thoughts running through your head. That makes sense.
Yeah, he called Kaepernick a clown. Beyonce's music, complete trash, and Black Panther, the worst Marvel movie.
Which, by the way, give me a break.
It's not the worst. Yeah. I'll listen to your "it's way overrated" argument, but it's not the worst. But you know, here's the thing: if you wind up in San Francisco, don't you think that people already know now?
Yeah. Well, now it's on the internet, so
yeah.
That's the thing. You try to go back and delete your old tweets, and people are like, nope, this guy deleted his tweets. If you don't delete your tweets, it's like, look what this guy used to tweet. I mean, it's out there forever. So think about that when you hit tweet.
Yeah, well,
it's out there.
It's not for me, for the people who, for people who tweet things that are political. Now, these aren't necessarily political. These are just opinions about, I would say, highly volatile subjects when you're talking about Kaepernick. But all right, if you think Black Panther is the worst Marvel movie, okay, I don't care. I don't know how that, what that has to do with San Francisco. I really don't. But if you're gonna be one of those people who tweets crap like that, own it.
Yeah.
Don't go changing now. Oh, I might go to San Francisco. Well, so you get fewer endorsements. It's a little late.
Yeah.
Just own it. If that's your opinion, own it. Don't be afraid of it. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said that's what burner accounts are for. Come on with the burner accounts. Just the problem with Twitter and problem with all social media is that most people have no filter.
Yeah.
And when you start doing things like this with no filter, at some point you're gonna look stupid.
Yeah.
And trying to go back and get rid of it now, that's not gonna change anything. So Steve says Tom Herman has a head-to-head win against Jimbo Fisher in that UH Florida State bowl game. Just saying, please, Steve.
That's a bowl game.
It meant a lot more to UH.
Got a national championship.
And, Jimbo has a trophy. When Herman gets that, then you can start trying to make that argument with me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Peach Bowl doesn't count. Soccer Bilal says he'd like to volunteer as a Yes Man tribute when I leave.
I don't want a co-host who wants to talk about soccer.
That would change everything.
Yeah. In the worst possible way.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I would hope that, I don't know, man. I wish people would get away from, I have to worry about what my opinions are based on where I am. Speaking of which, I was talking about how pretentious Augusta is. Did you see the story about, first off, this guy is an idiot, but he didn't deserve.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about this guy who stole sand from Augusta.
No.
Okay. So apparently he went to the Masters, and near the end of the tournament, he wanted to sneak out some sand in a cup so he could give it to his kid, which, okay. Can we start with, this is really dumb?
Yeah, that's not.
Who does that, right?
That's pretty dumb.
And
well, it's dumb, especially if you think that you're going to get away with it.
Well, and this was 2012. Bubba Watson won. And the final group had already made it through the 10th hole. The area was empty. He was only a few yards away from a bunker, so he snuck under the gallery ropes.
But let's also remember that Native Americans used to own the land that they play the Masters on. Mm-hmm. And it was stolen from them. So if this guy wants to steal a little bit of dirt, okay.
Well, he's not Native American, so that doesn't really count.
Oh, well, if he was, I would say that's excusable, but he's a white?
Well, his last name's Baker.
I don't even have to ask that. Only a white person would steal sand from Augusta. Well, so, yeah, we already know the answer to that.
And for the most part, only white people go to Augusta. So,
well, for the most part, only white people are allowed in.
Right.
Unless you're Tiger.
But apparently, a bunch of
Matt Kuchar's Mexican caddy.
Oh, I don't think
he quit.
I don't think he's doing it for him again. So he basically, after he did, they put it into his beer cup, and all of a sudden they get surrounded by Augusta National guards. They allegedly slapped the sand out of his hand, tackled him to the ground, then radioed for backup. Deputies from the sheriff's office arrived on the scene, handcuffed him, and demanded he take a breathalyzer. You dirty piece of bleep, one of his officers said. You disrespected this national monument in Augusta. I hope you know you're going to jail for this.
Okay.
And they took him and threw him in jail with all the criminals. And he was charged with disorderly conduct. He said, this is what the actual sheriff said. We're good people. We're not looking to arrest anybody. However, when you cross that line in the sand, no pun intended. Apparently, to the Augusta pretentious dickweeds, this is the equivalent of murder.
I mean,
his blood alcohol level was below the legal limit.
So what happens?
And they claimed he went on a short foot chase, but his friends say that didn't happen. He paid a $285 bond, was released from jail, but he was late to see. This is another first world problem. It's really hard for me to feel sorry for this guy. I mean, this is basically a bunch of dickweed on dickweed crime. He was late to the airport, so it caused his private plane to take off later than scheduled. And so his friends had to wait for him in the private plane.
Oh, he inconvenienced other rich white people?
Yes.
What a jerk.
He says he lost his $4,500 security deposit on the master's badge because of their ticket policies. The friend who got him the ticket was banned for life from buying any more master's badges.
Well,
and
that's what he gets.
Yeah, honestly, I don't feel sorry for anybody here.
Couldn't he have stolen some grass?
Probably could have gotten away with that.
But it's funny, you can steal grass, but not sand.
Well, that stuff's expensive.
That's not expensive.
They bring that stuff in.
Well, they had to bring in the grass at some point.
The grass grows. Sand doesn't.
That's true.
You have to ship sand in.
It's not a renewable resource. All right, guys, I got. If you've got a problem growing, maybe you've got low testosterone. That could happen. It's a sex hormone that's responsible for many male characteristics. And after the age of 30, you'll start to see a decline in it. It just happens, man. The Y Factor, Houston's premier comprehensive urology practice. They can help get your testosterone back on track. And we're not talking about injections. Don't rely on those shots. You got to get weekly appointments at a location. You got to get out there. We know you're busy. And those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. Avoid the crash. They can focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Again, that's what they do at Mann Centers. Three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Northwest Houston and down south in Webster. They're still doing the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. Call today to get it scheduled, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. And remember, April's Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Prevention's key, so if you're experiencing any problems or pain below the belt, book an appointment today. Let the doctors at Mann Centers find out what's going on and figure out a way to get you better. It's the Y Factor, presented by Mann Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
You know, could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here.
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Han, we're back on The Blitz. Boy, Charlie was fired up there. All right.
What's going on with him?
So we have our guest. Awesome. Let's go to the HRMP listener line, where we're happy to welcome to the show Tommy Davidson. He'll be at the Improv April 12th. Through the 14th. Tommy, appreciate you coming on, man.
What's up?
Man, I was looking over your resume a little bit, and I mean,
I'm a badass, right?
Yeah, you're pretty badass. I'll say this. To me, when you think of sketch comedy shows over the course of history, to me, Monty Python's Flying Circus and Saturday Night Live are on a different level than anyone else. But I think right after that, In Living Color and Mad TV are right there with like Chappelle's Show and maybe like Carol Burnett's Show. But I mean, those two are definitely in that conversation, and you played a key role on both of those shows. I mean, when you were doing In Living Color, and I think it was. I mean, was that your first big break? Would you say?
Yeah, that was the first big break.
When you're doing that show, did you guys realize while you were doing it how massive it was going to end up being?
Of course. Of course, we knew it because we were like, you know, we were like the X-Men. You know, it was like we were the mutants that were already kicking ass. And then somebody went and put us on the same team, you know? And so we knew what the result was going to be. You know, and I can kind of relate it to sports in a way. You know, the Patriots are a great team, right?
Yeah.
everybody knows that they'll go down in history is probably the greatest Super Bowl team. You know what I mean? Right?
I don't disagree.
Because they're recently in our eye. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there's no denying that the Steelers are probably the greatest team.
As far as like all-time success?
Yeah.
I mean, they've had the least low spots. I mean, compared to the Patriots, who there were times when the Patriots were just god-awful.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that basically when they lined up, your ass is whipped.
Now, that show, at the time, it seemed like the Wayans brothers were they were the big stars. I mean, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Damon Wayans, these guys seemed like they were the big stars of the show. But it turns out, in hindsight, that show, I mean, between you and Jamie Foxx and David Alan Greer and Jim Carrey, I mean, that show just spawned a bunch of careers that ended up being way bigger than anyone could have thought.
Yeah, it really did. And we're very proud of the success of that show. And it was a team effort. And, you know, actually, you know, the stars of the show are everyone, like Saturday Night Live. You know, there's not one really distinguished guy over the other. And then it's when you start to get into individual careers outside of that is when you start to factor that stuff in, which doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, man. Now, was that now? I mean, obviously, that was Keenan's show. Did he know from the beginning that he wanted it to be a predominantly black show? Like the cast was almost exclusively black. There were a few white guys in there, but was that the plan all along? Was that to draw in a different audience in Saturday Night Live instead of trying to compete head to head with it?
Nah, what it was just good casting.
He just knew a bunch of funny brothers.
Casting, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, you take blacks out of the baseball league. I mean, you take blacks out of a basketball league.
Oh, nobody wants to put. No one wants
to
watch that.
And then what do you got? I mean, it doesn't make Red Auerbacher a genius to say, "Hey, you know, these guys can play." You know what I mean? Or Tom Landry or any of them, but it doesn't change the fact that it's still basketball. It's still a game that people really love.
When you see,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. When you see shows down the road that kind of followed that recipe, Chappelle's Show and Key and Peele more recently. Do you take pride in that you guys sort of paved the way for something like that?
Yeah, we do. And it's not really paved the way, but we just show the networks that they're being kind of goofballs, not to get us involved.
Yeah. Well,
for whatever the reason. I mean, when I went to Saturday Night Live, I auditioned for us, if you can call it that. I didn't really even have a chance. I went over there before in Living Color to go with Lorne Michael, you know? And Lorne Michael sat there in the chair and basically told me that Eddie Murphy was a mistake.
Oh, boy.
You know, and this is not a black or white show. You know, this is not a black or white show, so I don't need a black comedian. I just need a comedian, you know? And that's his spiel to me, you know?
And he couldn't get past...
He's the gatekeeper of the whole thing, right?
He couldn't get past you being a black comedian?
He's a guy that wants to get on a TV show, but he's getting told about a black and white thing.
And
right?
he couldn't.
If it wasn't an issue, why is he making such a big deal, right?
Right.
And so I basically told him, when I'm a black comic, I can't change it unless this thing sips off. You know what I mean? In the back. Right? And if you think that Eddie Murphy was a mistake, then what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk to you.
What kind of credit are you giving somebody to change the whole game for your show, man? Kiss my ass, dude. I'm not scared of you. And then In Living Color came along.
Well, tell people what you've done more recently. I mean, obviously, In Living Color hasn't been on in a while. What are you up to these days, or is it just stand-up? Is that exclusively what you're up to these days?
No, man. I'm producing, directing. I just finished a book. I'm traveling the world. I'm like, who's the guy that runs Virgin Air?
That runs what?
That runs Virgin Air.
Oh.
Virgin Airlines.
Branson.
Yeah, Richard Branson.
I'm like that guy with a little less bread.
Hey, whatever gets it done. Whatever gets it done. Do you still enjoy doing stand-up?
Yeah, I'm being enterprising, man, and doing my thing, man. I've got my irons in a lot of fires. I'm doing stand-up around your neighborhood. and everybody, and that's the reason why I'm here, and I love you guys, I love sports, you know, and I love Houston sports.
You love Houston sports?
I love Houston sports. I have a home here in Spring.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What are you,
got a guy named John Lucas down here.
Okay.
You guys have the tradition of sports down here. It's a wonderful thing.
That's
you
awesome.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think had the Texans just went ahead and got Vince Young, they wouldn't have had so many bad years. And he wouldn't have had such a bad time either because he played here his whole life. And all they had to do was get him.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans have made plenty of questionable decisions over the course of that franchise.
Very questionable. They probably would have made more money off his jersey in the state of Texas than any player ever.
But you're probably right. He was about as popular as he could have been.
Like, you know, I think it had a little factor in how he went on with his career. Because, I mean, you play in the backyard, right? He's basically from Houston, you know?
Yeah.
All his whole football career from Pop Warner through high school through college was here. He's the number one pick.
Although he may have, if he
and
were,
they don't pick him.
If he were at home, maybe he would have racked up DUIs faster than he did away from here. So I don't know if it.
He grew up in the backyard of Houston football. He'd never been out of his atmosphere.
Yeah.
So why move him? You got the number one pick.
All right,
why move him? He's on a roll. I think the same thing happened with Tebow. Jacksonville, just get him.
Tommy Davidson is our guest here on the program. He'll be at the Houston Improv April 12th through 14th.
I also know everything.
Well, he does know everything. What time are your shows? And are tickets still available to all of them?
Oh, they're available. We're here 8 and 10. 8 and 10 Friday. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and 8 and 10 on Saturday, and then 7:30 on Sunday. But we might even add a show. Who knows?
All right.
It always goes well here.
All right, that is Tommy Davidson. I see him at the Houston Improv. 7620 Katy Freeway right there in the Marquee Center. Get tickets at improvhouston.com. Appreciate the time, Tommy, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
You got it. I'm happy about the Texans this year.
We are, too.
It'll be really interesting.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right. That's Tommy Davidson.
Whoa. Little rough.
You know, I pride myself on being a good interviewer. I feel like I didn't do the best job.
There were a couple times where I tried to jump in and help, but
I did that poorly.
No, yeah. I don't think that's...
Yeah. It was just, that's on me.
Nah.
All right, we'll be right back. It's The Play. It's on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Live quarter horse racing is back at Sam Houston Race Park in 2019. Join us there tomorrow from 4 to 7. 50-cent beer from 6 to 9, post time 7. This is a great deal. Have dinner at their Winner's Circle restaurant for just $30 per person. That includes admission, buffet, tax, and gratuity. It's the best deal in town. So join us out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow from 4 to 7. All right. You might want to turn your radio down if you've got kids for the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day.
This one was sent to me by several people, but apparently, have you ever had to give a sperm sample at the hospital?
Yeah. I did a couple times after my vasectomy to make sure everything was all my pipes were cleared out.
Well, a place in China.
Not at the hospital, but like at a doctor's office.
Yeah, at a clinic. Yeah, yeah, same yeah, thing. Yeah. They've come up with a machine called the sperm extractor. It's a hands-free machine that helps people who are too embarrassed to take care of themselves in a hospital. And it looks like a tube, and it moves. It has adjustable height, speed, and force. And it replicates the human vagina.
So, basically, it's a sex robot.
Not really a robot. It's just a thing that...
A machine.
Yeah, it's a machine.
That you put your penis in.
Right, but it's not intelligent.
And then you finish.
Yeah, it's not intelligent, though.
Okay. I wasn't looking for the smartest robot. Those robots serve one purpose, Fred. China's now more forward-thinking than we are. We can't have a brothel of those machines. But China, they've just got them in the hospital, just waiting for you to use.
Well...
Who's too embarrassed to masturbate anyway?
I don't know. There was a time when...
I mean, what are we, children?
Yeah, I've had to go and do that before and never was.
You weren't embarrassed?
No. Just they put you in a room with a bunch of magazines. So that is your...
And then you're just like, what are you doing? I've got a phone here.
Yeah, exactly. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Okay. We're just going to turn the page here. I had another one that was before that one came up, but a woman got kicked off a Spirit airline flight, but not before twerking in a skirt and challenging another passenger to a fight. She was going home from spring break. That should explain it.
Yeah.
And from Orlando to Newark. And
yeah. Jersey girl. That's right.
And after being asked to leave the airplane, she responded by encouraging her fellow passengers to record her departure. She screamed, "Record all the bleep you want."
Okay. I will.
And then as she's being forced off, she starts to twerk. And in a very short skirt, so showed off quite a bit. But then it got sour when another female passenger screamed, "So proud to be trashy, I love it." The unruly woman responded by challenging her to a fight.
I feel like girls from New Jersey are like the most proud to be trashy.
Probably so.
They're up there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they're certainly top.
Not that every girl from New Jersey is trashy. If you're like a somewhat classy girl from New Jersey, I'm not talking about you.
We might be a little bit.
But, yeah, I mean, let's face it. Most of the people you went to school with, they're trashy.
That's all
proud of it.
But that's only because that's all we ever see.
Right. That's how they've made their that's how they've made their name. That's how they've built their reputation.
Barry wants to know what are the odds that Comedia is the listener since he lives in Spring and was trolling with the Vince Young and Tebow stuff. It's a possibility.
It is. I feel like he's got enough going. He's got a show tomorrow. I mean, he's too busy to be trolling. I hope, but who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, who's out there yelling, Aaron?
I don't know. I'll go check.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to turn the page on that one.
I think it's a good move.
And move on. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff to get to.
You live, you learn.
Yeah.
It's getting to you, isn't it?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
At least it wasn't your fault.
I usually will be willing to accept blame on both of our parts. I'm not going to do it. So, okay, this will be the only Houston radio station that discusses this. But what do you guys think of your new Belmont basketball coach?
I mean, I was actually sad to see... I mean, I'm glad he got his first win, but when you've got a coach like that that's been around forever, you're always kind of like, oh, man, that's all I've known. But I guess if you're gonna hire someone, stay in town and get another good one. And it looks like Casey Alexander is a pretty good one. And I get Rick Bird was going to die eventually, so at least he didn't die on the court. That's nice. But I mean, not that anybody cares. Casey Alexander from Lipscomb, another team that I was championing most of this year. Yeah.
Made it all the way to the...
they almost won the NIT championship. To be fair, I picked Virginia to win the NCAA tournament, which they did. I picked Lipscomb to win the NIT, and they came up a little short. So
just could not handle your Longhorns.
They could not handle the power of Bevo. But yeah, I think Casey Alexander is a good replacement.
I like the hire. I mean, Rick Bird's been there forever, and he had a certain culture that, you know, we always talk about. Almost every coach out there is breaking some type of rules to get their recruits. Rick Bird is probably one of the few that I would think don't, just because of how strict his program is. I mean, if you have tattoos, you can't have them showing while you're on the court. You have to wear something to cover them up.
Boy, this is
crazy. Casey Alexander played there in the 90s. He's used to that culture.
Rick Bird, 33 years he was the coach at Belmont. Jeez. Since I was 6 years old. What year were you born, Aaron?
88.
He started before Aaron was born. That's crazy.
Well, Rick Barnes started at UT before I was born, too.
No.
I think so.
No, that's not true. He started coaching before you were born, but not at Texas.
I don't know. He was there an awful long time.
He was, but he wasn't there
20 something years.
In the 80s. He started there like when I
80s was Abe Lemon.
Oh no, I'm thinking Mac Brown, sorry.
No, Mac Brown wasn't there in the 80s either. So, yeah, Rick Barnes started coaching there in like the late 90s.
Yeah, 90s.
All right, so are you doing shots in there and not sharing?
Yeah, what are you drinking?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know.
I'm still flustered from the interview. It's just
we got to turn the page.
How come I'm the only one that's over that interview?
Yeah, we're all over it. Let's move on. Did you see?
I suck today. All right, write it down. This was my day to be a bad host.
Did you see that William Hill took an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters at 14-1?
Ooh.
So the payout would be $1.19 million, which now accounts for the largest liability on a single wager in William Hill's U.S. history.
Oh, boy. Which, by the way, I mean, 14-1 seems like – it doesn't seem like you're getting great value on that anyway, considering what he's done, you know. He hasn't won in forever.
Yeah.
14-1, you're never going to get right value on Tiger. It's always going to be a little bit short because he's going to be probably the most publicly bet golfer. But that would be a nice little lick, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, if you got 85 grand to spare.
Yeah, I don't. Aaron does. I don't.
Yeah, he's, you know, he married well.
Yeah.
That's why. All right, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. And one more hour to go. And before we go, I got to tell you, Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com. And this is the last weekend for big prep races for the Derby. Arkansas Derby, Lexington Stakes. And if you check Sports Map on Saturday, I'll have some plays for both of them on there. And I'm going to be playing at BetUSRacing.com, where you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. Time to get in on the action. They offer daily rebates, betting on whatever you want. And if you need some action between the races, how about this? You can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today. You'll qualify for a $150 bonus. Just go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you're going to get a 20% cash bonus. And you'll see my smiling face on there. Start betting today. Get your blood pumping. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action. You want to play Sam Houston, you could do it there as well. BetUSRacing.com/pony.
ESPN 97.5.